Hall, Lucinda, Battle Creek, Michigan, October 20th, 1874. Dear Sister Lucinda, my more than sister, I received the letter from your mother and read it with such a sad and aching heart. Not that I for a moment give you up to die, but because you are suffering pain. We had a season of prayer for you this morning. We will, once a day, at least, make your case a special subject of prayer. We feel the most intense interest for one who has given up every selfish interest to aid us in the work of God. You are exceedingly precious to us. We do not forget you for one hour. We wish you were with us. Everything is now so pleasant here. You that have been with us in our trials and in our joys, rejoicing when we rejoiced, and mourning when we have mourned. We wish to soothe and wait upon you in your affliction. James said this morning he believed it was my duty, accompanied by Willie, to go to you, that you are just as near to us as Willie and should be treated as such. I thought I would write you this letter, and if you still continue feeble, our next course is to come to you. Keep us informed every day, if it is only a few lines. We cannot bear suspense. We worry about you. We pray for you, and then try to commit the case to God, feeling that He will do all things well. We had a good letter from Brother Butler yesterday. He stated that 41 were baptized in California, many new converts among the number. $21,000 were raised. Brother Diggins, Sister Boyland, Sister James, and several others gave $500 each. Two gave $1,000 each. Brother Willis has taken hold of the truth. A learned professor from Missouri and his brother both have been baptized. Brother Butler reports a glorious victory. Brother Hewitt tried to make trouble, but he was headed off and failed to accomplish his object, and returned home without sympathizers. This news is precious to us who are acquainted with all the circumstances. God is indeed at work upon the Pacific coast. I think it has worked better for Brother Butler to go there rather than James and me at the present time. Somehow, I had great misgivings in regard to your coming east and leaving California. It may be all right, yet we will leave it all with God. He knows every sacrifice you have made, every trial borne, and if it is His pleasure that you now rest in the grave, we must say, Thy will be done. But we cannot yet see that it can be the will of God. We love you with a deep and constant love, because we know your works for the truth's sake. God loves you, Lucinda. James is cheerful, his health good for him. He works hard. We are called in every direction. It is doubtful how much we can do here in Battle Creek. It looks rather discouraging as to writing, but things will be got through with after a while. Our courage is the best. We see now no safety except in clinging with all our might to the dear Redeemer. He will never leave nor forsake those who trust in Him. But, Lucinda, it is not safe to take our case in our own hands for one instant. We must surrender all that we have and are, and all that there is of us, to God. He will accept the sacrifice. All heaven is full of rich blessings that we may take by faith. Let us claim the promises of God with unwavering confidence and never let go. Have good courage. You will come up. You will be free. God will be your healer, the precious light of your countenance. Love to you all.